Marino. Tony Galvin, Niall Quinn, Pecky doesn't let him in. Not the violence of the violent, only one can go.
Welcome to the Fantasy King Podcast.
Hi you guys, and welcome to the Fantasy King Podcast. This is episode 3 of our World Cup special. I'm here by myself tonight as my co-host Mike. He's out having a social gathering, enjoying himself. So I'm only half the team here, so I'm going to make sure that the podcast isn't going to be as long tonight. It's just going to be focusing on what I think we all want to know, and that is maybe what players we should be looking at going into round 3. This podcast is being recorded on Sunday night, so round 2 is closed up and we've got all the final standings, and that's what we're going to do first. We're just going to go in and have a little look at how my team done this week. We'll have a little look at how Mike's team done, and then we'll go into planning for round 3, and we'll just round off a couple of players who we think are worth mentioning that could be potential fantasy assets with clean sheets and maybe getting you high scoring points. We'll also talk a little bit about maybe if you're wildcarding, what players to bring in for that. But first of all, we'll just go straight in here, and I'm going to talk about my own team a little bit and how I got on here for round 2. Right, here we go. Round 2 wasn't as special for me as round 1 was. Round 1 I got 93 points. I did bench boost. I was quite happy with that. It sent me right into the overall rank. I ended up with overall rank of 32, which was fantastic. Now round 2 I've ended up with 58 points, which isn't bad. There's no average here where it tells you what the average points are, and at least I haven't come across it. If you have, maybe you can let me know, hit me up with a tweet at the Fantasy King 2. But 58 points anyway, it's left me at an overall rank of 1,291. Now that's still a fantastic overall rank when you think about it, but I guess just because I was right up there in the top 100, that's where I want to be again, and that's where I plan to try and finish. I want to try and finish in the top 100. I know it's going to be an uphill journey now, but that's what the challenge is all about, and I'm looking forward to giving it my best shot. So 58 points, that's what I got. I'll start off with my strikers. Diego Costa got me 6 points. Cavani blanked me again with 2 points, and Lukaku got me 9 points. I didn't have the captaincy on. Well, I had the captaincy on, I think it was Diego Costa, but I changed that off him then, going into the next round of games for Christian Eriksen. And Eriksen returned 14 points for me captained, and I was quite happy with that because he was a midfielder, and getting a scoring midfielder, I thought, you know what, I'll keep it on him, and that's why I didn't go back to Lukaku, which I'm kind of regretting now. But in saying that, the damage wasn't as bad as what I thought it was going to be. Lukaku didn't play the full 60 minutes. He was agonizingly taken off in the 59th, which is horrible, so he didn't get that extra point. So I just missed out in 4 points really there, you know, which isn't the end of the world. And my defenders, I had my 2 clean sheets from my Uruguayans, Godin and Varela, and I got Thomas Meunier assist, which got me 4 points for the Belgian, and Granqvist for Sweden got me 1. I made a horrendous mistake with the goalkeeper. Well, I wouldn't say a mistake, it was a 50-50. I thought the Icelandic keeper, Halldorsen, would have maybe kept out the Nigerians, and my other keeper was the Nigerian keeper, Uzoho. And I didn't start Uzoho because I actually fancied Iceland in that game. And of course, Uzoho being 4 million, I was always going to bring him in there in my wild card so I could have a stronger front line and midfield. So it was a 50-50 choice probably, and I made the wrong choice. My other fantasy assets on the bench didn't work out and came off. So Kolarov was no good to me. Golovin, the hero of round 1, was no good to me, and Cueva, the Peruvian midfield player who missed a penalty on round 1 for me, didn't do much either. Peru, I thought, have been, they've let me down. I just really thought they would have got more points on the board for their fancy assets because they're a nice attacking team, but not on this occasion. So that totaled me up at 58 points. I have Mike's team here now in front of me as well, and Mike, similar to me, he got 54 points. Mike hasn't made any changes in his team yet, but Mike had Lukaku captain. So big props to him. He got 18 points for that. He had Cavani, who blanked it as well for him. I think a lot of people would have went for Cavani given the fixture against Saudi Arabia. We all saw that they got 5 banged past them and they looked like fodder. And I think a lot of fantasy players were thinking they were going to get big returns there. Diego Costa, 6 points as well. He had Cheryshev for Russia, who got him 7. Kevin De Bruyne, 2. The Mexican Layún, 2. And Philip Coutinho got him 7. I had that Mexican Layún as well. I think he's a great bargain, 5.5 million. And he seems to be a regular starter in the Mexico team. He likes to get forward on that right side. So definitely one to look into. Boyata, 1 point for Belgium. Godin, 6 points. And then the Switzerland player, Ignash, I can't pronounce his name, but he got him 2 points. Also, Mike had the same goalkeeper situation as me, with the Icelandic keeper getting him 1 and his Nigerian keeper on the bench getting him 7. Danilo didn't play, Golovin didn't rise to the occasion, and Kolarov also letting Mike down for his round 2. So that's his team. He's no real changes yet. I think he's going to post his changes tomorrow. Going into round 3 here now, I've just made the one change, and it might be a bit of a shocker. I only can make one change, and I don't have anything in the bank. I'm actually dreading this round, but I did make my team, wildcard team in round 2, healthy enough to withstand round 3. I've only made one change, and it's not a big one. It's not a blockbuster sign. I've got rid of the Uruguayan Valera, because I've heard that Uruguay aren't going to be playing him. They're going to be playing a back 3, so that means he'll be out of the team. Now, this is speculation. Now, I've just heard this. I've been looking into it. So I went and brought in the Colombian Mojica. They're playing Senegal. I know Colombia got off to a bad start, but I feel, watching them tonight, that they're out to mend that bad start, and they didn't concede a goal tonight. And this is a regular starter. He's 4.5 million. He's only selected by 1%. If they manage to keep Senegal out, and they will be fighting because they need to win, he could be some nice, cheap, clean sheet points there. So Valera out and Mojica in for me. That's the only change in my team. Everything else remains the same. I have Diego Costa up front, Cavani against Russia, and Lukaku against England. Golovin against Uruguay. Christian Eriksen I'm keeping as well. He's playing France. Coutinho, Serbia. Kolarov in the back line, along with Godin, Mojica, and Thomas Meunier. And I've got Halldorsen, and my subs are the same as Uzoho, Granvikist, Cueva, and Layún. Now, my captain, and before we go any further, this is actually, there's a little change of the rules here now. We're actually going to be going into 4 games a day now, so that round 3 will actually only be 4 weeks. So it'll run, round 3 will run from the Monday, Tuesday, and the Wednesday, and the Thursday, and we're all going to get a break from the World Cup on the Friday, I think. I'm not too sure. I don't think it the round of 16 goes in on Friday. No, it doesn't. It goes back to Saturday, June 30th. So we're going to have a fantasy break, a football break on Friday, I think. For some, it's especially me, anyway. I'm looking forward to a break from the football just to get my head straight. We'll also, it'll be a nice day Friday for us to replan our teams for the round of 16, because we're all getting a new wild card, so that'll be pretty interesting. More headaches. So round 3, anyway, it starts off on Monday, June 25th, that's tomorrow, and you have 4 games, so you're not going to have as much options now with your captaincy, guys. You're only going to be able to have 4 potential captains, so make sure that you've got that in mind if you're building a wildcard team or if you're making your special transfer. Now, with my team, I'll be looking at probably Diego Costa as my captain choice. I do have Uruguayan assets playing, I have Russian assets playing, and I have Spanish assets playing. I don't have any Portugal or Iranians. Now, if you don't already have Ronaldo, I think that he should definitely be somebody on your list to try and get in. Unfortunately for me, I can't get him in. The 12 million is just too much, and I don't want to take a minus 4, especially when I'm so close going into the round of 16. So my captain is going to be Diego Costa. I fancy Spain against Morocco, and Spain need to win if they want to top that group with Portugal hot in their heels. So I expect a Spanish and Portugal win in this game, in this round, and both teams will be really going out to cement that top place in the group, I'd imagine. I'm happy enough. I do have Cavani. I'm going to stick with Cavani. He's had so many shots on target. I think he's up there with some of the best. I think Neymar and Messi. I know they've had no success, either of those two, and probably you're wise maybe to stay away from them. But Cavani, I feel he might do something against Russia. I've kept Godin. This could be a cagey affair. Russia and Uruguay are both going for the top of the table as well. So I've kept both of them. And I think I'm happy with my captaincy choice, as it seems to be the safest option. And that's the way I want to go. I want to go safe and make sure I get the points on the board. So the captaincy will be going on Diego Costa. Russia and Uruguay are sitting with 6 points each. Both are through. So there could be, you know, they will, one of them will want to top the group. And it's an interesting one for me. It'll be an interesting one to watch. So going on then to my next players. Let's just get them up here, sorry. Yeah, that'll be my captain. My next captain then is going to have to be, where are they playing? Just give me notes here. Yeah, so our next match then is Tuesday, June 26th, and my next captain will probably be Christian Eriksen if Diego Costa fails, and that will be like a really risky captain for me, because I know France are already through. I know Denmark need to win if they want to top the group. I think they're being chased as well, so I know Denmark will be up for that game, and Christian Eriksen will be getting the captaincy. Australia and Peru is another interesting game. Peru are out. Australia have everything to play for. Australia are sitting in their group at the moment on 1 point. So if France beat Denmark, Australia will beat Peru. Australia could potentially go through with, if they rack up a few goals. Not many now. I think they just need maybe to beat Peru 2-0. I'm not too sure. We'll just have to check into that. So Jidniak would be a player to look at there for Australia. Takes the penalties. Good bargain buy. Peru, who knows? Will they go out swinging? They have nothing to play for. Sometimes that can work against teams when they have nothing to play for. They just actually play a little bit more freely and with less pressure. And they might want to go out not an embarrassment of their group. So just tread carefully there. But if you're looking at cheap fancy assets, Jidniak for Australia takes the penalties, and he's sitting on, I think, 14 points already. He might be 5.5. For me, though, I'll be going with Christian Eriksen as captain. France, even though they've got their two wins, they haven't looked overly impressive yet, but you do know that teams kind of grow into these tournaments, and they get better as it goes on. But it will be Eriksen for me there. And let's just have a look now at the next day's fixtures. Wednesday, June 27th. You got to fancy Germany assets in this one. Germany had a late win against Sweden, and it actually broke my heart for the Swedish fans. They didn't just deserve to go out like that, but Toni Kroos comes up with a spectacular free kick and just sends Germany into hysterics and into the round of 16, more than likely. They're playing Korea. Korea haven't looked that impressive, and I'm sure Germany will not be feeling much pressure going into that game. So I would load up on German defensive assets, attacking assets on this one. Bear in mind, Jermaine, is it Boateng, is out injured, or he's suspended? He's suspended. He got a red card, so that'll be him out of the game. So Rudiger will be definitely one to watch there at 5.5 million. I think he will be starting for Germany now. And if you're looking to free up some funds for your wild cards, definitely look at Rudiger. he'll be getting a game, I think, on against Korea Republic, and I think that you could be pretty certain to get clean sheet points there. The next one then is Mexico and Sweden on Wednesday. I have Mexican Layún, another good bargain player, 5.5 million, plays tacking up the right. If you're, again, trying to get some like points for your wild card, you're trying to free up some funds, definitely take a look at him. And you can't look past the Swedish defender, Granfqvist. He takes penalties as well. Actually rewarded me on round one with a penalty. I think he's 5.5 million as well, and definitely worth a look at. Actually, I think he's 5 million. So those two will probably get on for me. Captain-wise here, for me, I've got Coutinho. That will be my round three captaincy of Diego Costa feels and Christian Eriksen feels. It'll be going on to Coutinho. And the last game of round three is Switzerland and Costa Rica. Now, there is a Switzerland defender at 4.5... Sorry, is he 4.5? Is he 5 million? Rodriguez. I'll just have to double-check that with you guys. But he takes the penalties for Switzerland. And Switzerland have everything to play for against Costa Rica. So Rodriguez would be someone I'd be taking a look at. Especially, you know, as a punt. He's cheap. Takes the penalties for Switzerland, if I'm not mistaken. So that would be another guy to check out in the defence. And I fancy them to beat Costa Rica. So we're on then to Thursday, and this will be my last chance of a captaincy hit, and it's going to be on Lukaku. England and Belgium is going to be a cracking game. Both teams are going through to the round of 16. It's just a matter of who goes through on top at the moment. England will be full of confidence after beating Panama, and I know everyone was saying it's only Panama, calm down. But that result will certainly install a lot of confidence, especially in Harry Kane and the young guys, Lingard, Trippier, John Stones. They will all be up for this game. And Belgium, on paper, they definitely look like the more quality side. But I wouldn't just be banking on a Belgium win here. This for me is a 50-50, I think. And the last chance saloon for captaincy would be Lukaku. Of course, if you're on Kane, it's going to be Kane. But I think there will be goals in this game. You've got two top scorers. You've got Harry Kane, who's 6 goals, and you've got Lukaku, who's on 5. So we should expect goals in this game. So just be wary of your fantasy assets, unless they're attacking. Like, you've got Trippier there, who seems to be just flying up that flank, and he's getting balls in, and his delivery from corners is second to none. And you've got Thomas Meunier, who got an assist for Belgium in the last game. Either of those two, I'd say, be okay. And look, you've got John Stones, who's just scoring for fun, but that was against Panama, and I don't think he'll be getting as many chances, and I don't think England will be wanting to play players as high up the pitch this time either. They'll be a little bit more wary. So England, Belgium, that'll be definitely one to look out for. Tunisia and Panama, you could go for some assets there if you want, but it's a dead rubber game to me. I'm not even going to go into it. I'd be more interested in the Colombia game. They are fighting hard. Rodriguez is back on form. He's doing everything in his power to make sure the Colombians go through, and I think Colombia have the beating of Senegal here. Of course, you have Mane, who seems to be on fire for Senegal. I think he's returned on his last two matches for them. And, of course, Colombia got off to a terrible first round, you know, with the red card and the bad result. But they have turned a corner now, and they will be going into round three inspired, and they've got the whole nation behind them. I fancy Colombia in that one. I've also gone for a cheap Colombian, Mujahic. He's 4.5 million. I fancy maybe a Colombia clean sheet here. They looked impressive in their game this evening, and I'm hoping maybe they can do it again. The other game on Thursday, and that is Japan versus Poland. Poland have been they've been terrible. They haven't looked like they're a team at all. You've got some great players in there. Of course, the main one being Lewandowski, who just hasn't found himself at all in this World Cup. And they're already out of the competition. I can't see anything happening there in the Poland front. Japan, on the other hand, have everything to play for. they are actually scoring a few goals and creating chances, and they're top of the group at the moment. So Japan are sitting on top with 4 points, Senegal are in second with four, and Colombia are third with three. So that could be I think Japan could go out and win that game and top the group, and it will be Japan and Colombia going through. So if you're looking for any players against which could be a good punt as well, as Poland haven't done anything this World Cup, Honda has been putting in some assists, and of course Shinji Kagawa is the penalty taker on that team, and he's already scored one. So those would be the two fantasy assets I would take a look at in the Group H games. Cheap and cheerful, and you'll definitely get them in. And it's good to have a few of these cheap set-piece takers, because if you want to load up on the likes of Ronaldo's, Harry Kane's and Lukaku's, you're going to need to have some of these cheaper players on your teams. Players to watch here. Mike has sent me a few players to watch. So game week 3, he's looking at Roos, the German forward, 8.5 million. They play South Korea. He looked dangerous in the last game, and Germany will want to win this. So that's a great shout there by Mike. Another good one here from Mike is Shaqiri, who plays Costa Rica. Man of the match performance the last game. Also scored a goal, 8.5 million. These are like little gems here that could easily get you some good fantasy points. And also to put into your wildcard teams if you're looking to free up some big funds. Diego Costa plays Morocco. Costs 9 million. Not much to say. Man is a machine in front of goal. 3 goals in the tournament so far. And I think he will add against Morocco as well. So me and Mike are both on Diego Costa there. And of course Mike also has Ronaldo. Plays Iran. Costs 12 million. Similar to Costa. On absolute fire this World Cup. He has 4 goals in the tournament. And I'll be looking to add more to that as well. So that's... Then Mike has another one in here. Messi, 12 million. Plays Nigeria. Mike says, surely this is the game where the little man steps up. His country needs him now more than ever. A huge risk, but one he's contemplating. Will you be contemplating bringing Messi in for 12 million? I think it's a good shout as well. I just don't have the balls or the money to do that move at the moment. So those were Mike's shouts there. Mike hasn't actually finalised his team yet, but hopefully we'll get a little preview of that whenever he comes on, when he gets back from his gallivanting tonight and posts his team up on Twitter. I can't really do much with mine. I knew what I was getting into when I used the wildcard and the bench boost in the first two rounds. So it's kind of a Hail Mary for me. I just need to hope I get some sort of points just to get me into this new wildcard, and I'll be quite happy. So that's it, guys, really. We've talked about, we've named some good cheap fantasy assets there that you could probably bring into your team, if you're wanting to get some wild card, if you're playing your wild card and you want to bring in some cheapies, you could certainly look at a few of those guys we named. And I'll just wish you the best of luck now going into round 3. Sorry, it was just myself here tonight. I did my best. I didn't get much research done tonight. But those are the players that I would look at. I've got my team here now in front of me. I'll just go through it one last time. Diego Costa, Cavani, Lukaku, Golovin, Eriksen, Coutinho, Kolarov, Godin, Mojica, Meunier, Halldorsen, Uzoho, Swedish defender Granqvist, Cueva and Lyon from Mexico. My captain is going to be Diego Costa for the first round. My captain for the second round, if that fails, is Christian Eriksen. And then it's going to be Lukaku, I think, if all else fails. Well, that's my options. So, guys, I hope you have a good round 3. I'm wishing you all the best of luck. Give us some feedback. Tell us what you would like to hear more of in the podcasts. And I'll have my man Mike back with me for going into the knockout stages. And I promise you we'll do a lot more detail for the round 16. Because we'll both be having fresh new teams. And we'll be looking to go right up in that overall rank. And try and get some big green arrows. Because right now I'm looking at 1,291. And hi you guys, and welcome to the Fantasy King Podcast. This is episode 3 of our World Cup special. I'm here by myself tonight as my co-host Mike. He's out having a social gathering, enjoying himself. So I'm only half the team here, so I'm going to make sure that the podcast isn't going to be as long tonight. It's just going to be focusing on what I think we all want to know, and that is maybe what players we should be looking at going into round three. This podcast will be recorded on Sunday night, so round two is closed up and we've got all the final standings, and that's what we're going to do first. We're just going to go in and have a little look at how my team done this week. We'll have a little look at how Mike's team done, and then we'll go on to planning for round three, and we'll just round off a couple of players who we think are worth mentioning that could be potential fancy assets with clean sheets and maybe getting you high scoring points. We'll also talk a little bit about maybe if you're wildcarding, what players to bring in for that. But first of all, we'll just go straight in here, and I'm going to talk about my own team a little bit and how I got on here for round two. Right, here we go. Round two wasn't as special for me as round one was. Round one, I got 93 points. I did bench boost. I was quite happy with that. It sent me right into the overall rank. I ended up with overall rank of 32, which was fantastic. Now round two, I've ended up with 58 points, which isn't bad. There's no average here where it tells you what the average points are, and at least I haven't come across it. If you have, maybe you can let me know, hit me up with a tweet at the Fantasy King 2. But 58 points anyway, it's left me at an overall rank of 1,291. Now that's still a fantastic overall rank when you think about it, but it's, I guess just because I was right up there in the top 100, that's where I want to be again, and that's where I plan to try and finish. I want to try and finish in the top 100. I know it's going to be an uphill journey now, but that's what the challenge is all about, and I'm looking forward to giving it my best shot. So 58 points, that's what I got. I'll start off with my strikers. Diego Costa got me 6 points. Cavani blanked me again with 2 points, and Lukaku got me 9 points. I didn't have the captaincy on. Well, I had the captaincy on, I think it was Diego Costa, but I changed that off him then going into the next round of games for Christian Eriksen. And Eriksen returned 14 points for me captained, and I was quite happy with that because he was a midfielder, and getting a scoring midfielder, I thought, you know what, I'll keep it on him, and that's why I didn't go back to Lukaku, which I'm kind of regretting now. But in saying that, the damage wasn't as bad as what I thought it was going to be. Lukaku didn't play the full 60 minutes. He was agonizingly taken off in the 59th, which is horrible. So he didn't get that extra point. So I just missed out on 4 points really there, you know, which isn't the end of the world. And my defenders, I had my 2 clean sheets from my Uruguayans, Godin and Varela, and I got Thomas Meunier assist, which got me 4 points for the Belgian, and Granqvist for Sweden got me 1. I made a horrendous mistake with the goalkeeper. Well, I wouldn't say a mistake, it was a 50-50. I thought the Icelandic keeper, Halldorsen, would have maybe kept out the Nigerians, and my other keeper was the Nigerian keeper, Uzoho. And I didn't start Uzoho because I actually fancied Iceland in that game. And of course, Uzoho being 4 million, I was always going to bring him in there in my wild card so I could have a stronger front line and midfield. So it was a 50-50 choice probably, and I made the wrong choice. My other fantasy assets on the bench didn't work out and came off. So Kolarov was no good to me. Golovin, the hero of round one, was no good to me. And Cueva, the Peruvian midfield player who missed a penalty on round one for me, didn't do much either. Peru, I thought, have been, they've let me down. I just really thought they would have got more points on the board for their fantasy assets because they're a nice attacking team, but not on this occasion. So that totaled me up at 58 points. I have Mike's team here now in front of me as well. And Mike, similar to me, he got 54 points. Mike hasn't made any changes in his team yet, but Mike went with Mike had Lukaku captain, so big props to him. He got 18 points for that. He had Cavani, who blanked it as well for him. I think a lot of people would have went for Cavani given the fixture against Saudi Arabia. We all saw that they got 5 banged past them, and they looked like fodder. And I think a lot of fantasy players were thinking they were going to get big returns there. Diego Costa, 6 points as well. He had Sheryshev for Russia, who got him 7. Kevin De Bruyne, 2. The Mexican Layún, 2. And Philip Coutinho got him 7. I had that Mexican Layún as well. I think he's a great bargain, 5.5 million. And he seems to be a regular starter in the Mexico team. And he likes to get forward in that right side. So definitely one to look into. Boyata, 1 point for Belgium. Godin, 6 points. And then the Switzerland player, Ignash. I can't pronounce his name, but he got him 2 points. Also, Mike had the same goalkeeper situation as me, with the Icelandic keeper getting him 1 and his Nigerian keeper on the bench getting him 7. Danilo didn't play, Golovin didn't rise to the occasion, and Kolarov also letting Mike down for his round 2. So that's his team. He's no real changes yet. I think he's going to post his changes tomorrow. Going into round 3 here now, I've just made the one change, and it might be a bit of a shocker. I only can make one change, and I don't have anything in the bank. I'm actually dreading this round, but I did make my team, wildcard team in round 2, healthy enough to withstand round 3. I've only made one change, and it's not a big one. It's not a blockbuster sign. I've got rid of the Uruguayan Valera, because I've heard that Uruguay aren't going to be playing him. They're going to be playing a back 3, so that means he'll be out of the team. Now, this is speculation. Now, I've just heard this. I've been looking into it. So I went and brought in the Colombian Mojica. They're playing Senegal. I know Colombia got off to a bad start, but I feel, watching them tonight, that they're out to mend that bad start. And they didn't concede a goal tonight. And this is a regular starter. He's 4.5 million. He's only selected by 1%. If they manage to keep Senegal out, and they will be fighting because they need to win, he could be some nice, cheap, clean sheet points there. So Valera out and Mojica in for me. That's the only change in my team. Everything else remains the same. I have Diego Costa up front, Cavani against Russia, and Lukaku against England. Golovin against Uruguay. Christian Eriksen I'm keeping as well. He's playing France. Coutinho, Serbia. Kolarov in the back line, along with Godin, Mojica, and Thomas Meunier. And I've got Halldorsen, and my subs are the same as Uzoho, Granvikist, Cueva, and Layún. Now, my captain, and before we go any further, this is actually, there's a little change of the rules here now. We're actually going to be going into 4 games a day now. So that round 3 will actually only be 4 weeks. Or 4 days, sorry, 4 weeks. So it'll run, round 3 will run from the Monday, Tuesday, and the Wednesday, and the Thursday. And we're all going to get a break from the World Cup on the Friday, I think. I'm not too sure. I don't think it the round of 16 goes in on Friday. No, it doesn't. It goes back to Saturday, June 30th. So we're going to have a fantasy break, a football break on Friday, I think. For some, it's especially me, you know, I'm looking forward to a break from the football just to get my head straight. We'll also, it'll be a nice day Friday for us to replan our teams for the round of 16, because we're all getting a new wild card, so that'll be pretty interesting. More headaches. So round 3, anyway, it starts off on Monday, June 25th, that's tomorrow, and you have 4 games. So you're not going to have as much options now with your captaincy, guys. You're only going to be able to have 4 potential captains, so make sure that you've got that in mind if you're building a wildcard team, or if you're making your special transfer. Now, with my team, I'll be looking at probably Diego Costa as my captain choice. I do have Uruguayan assets playing, I have Russian assets playing, and I have Spanish assets playing. I don't have any Portugal or Iranians. Now, if you don't already have Ronaldo, I think that he should definitely be somebody on your list to try and get in. Unfortunately for me, I can't get him in. The 12 million is just too much, and I don't want to take a minus 4, especially when I'm so close going into the round of 16. So my captain is going to be Diego Costa. I fancy Spain against Morocco, and Spain need to win if they want to top that group with Portugal hot in their heels. So I expect a Spanish and Portugal win in this game, in this round, and both teams will be really going out to cement that top place in the group, I'd imagine. I'm happy enough, I do have Cavani. I'm going to stick with Cavani. He's had so many shots on target. I think he's up there with some of the best. I think Neymar and Messi. I know they've had no success, either of those two, and probably you're wise maybe to stay away from them. But Cavani, I feel he might do something against Russia. I've kept Godin. This could be a cagey affair. Russia and Uruguay are both going for the top of the table as well. So I've kept both of them. And I think I'm happy with my captaincy choice, as it seems to be the safest option. And that's the way I want to go. I want to go safe and make sure I get the points on the board. So the captaincy will be going on Diego Costa. Russia and Uruguay are sitting with 6 points each. Both are through. So there could be, you know, they will, one of them will want to top the group. And it's an interesting one for me. It'll be an interesting one to watch. So going on then to my next players. Let's just get them up here, sorry. Yeah, that'll be my captain. My next captain then is going to have to be... Where are they playing? Just give me notes here. Yeah, so our next match then is Tuesday, June 26th. And my next captain will probably be Christian Eriksen of Diego Costa feels. And that will be like a really risky captain for me, because I know France are already through. I know Denmark need to win if they want to top the group. I think they're being chased as well. So I know Denmark will be up for that game, and Christian Eriksen will be getting the captaincy. Australia and Peru is another interesting game. Peru are out. Australia have everything to play for. Australia are sitting in their group at the moment on 1 point. So if France beat Denmark, Australia will beat Peru. Australia could potentially go through with, if they rack up a few goals. Not many now. I think they just need maybe to beat Peru 2-0. I'm not too sure. We'll just have to check into that. So Jidniak would be a player to look at there for Australia. Takes the penalties. Good bargain buy. Peru, who knows? Will they go out swinging? They have nothing to play for. Sometimes that can work against teams when they have nothing to play for. They just actually play a little bit more freely and with less pressure, and they might want to go out not an embarrassment of their group. So just tread carefully there. But if you're looking at cheap fancy assets, Jidniak for Australia takes the penalties, and he's sitting on, I think, 14 points already. He might be 5.5. For me, though, I'll be going with Christian Eriksen as captain. France, even though they've got their two wins, they haven't looked overly impressive yet. But you do know that teams kind of grow into these tournaments, and they get better as it goes on. But it will be Eriksen for me there. And let's just have a look now at the next day's fixtures. Wednesday, June 27th. You got to fancy Germany assets in this one. Germany had a late win against Sweden, and it actually broke my heart for the Swedish fans. They didn't just deserve to go out like that, but Toni Kroos comes up with a spectacular free kick and just sends Germany into hysterics and into the round of 16, more than likely. They're playing Korea. Korea haven't looked that impressive, and I'm sure Germany will not be feeling much pressure going into that game. So I would load up on German defensive assets, attacking assets on this one. Bear in mind, Jermaine, is it Boateng, is out injured, or he's suspended? He's suspended, he got a red card, so that'll be him out of the game. So Rudiger will be definitely one to watch there at 5.5 million. I think he will be starting for Germany now, and if you're looking to free up some funds for your wild cards, definitely look at Rudiger. He'll be getting a game, I think, on against Korea Republic, and I think that you could be pretty certain to get clean sheet points there. The next one then is Mexico and Sweden on Wednesday. I have Mexican Layún, another good bargain player, 5.5 million, plays tacking up the right. If you're, again, trying to get some like points for your wild card, you're trying to free up some funds, definitely take a look at him. And you can't look past the Swedish defender, Granqvist. He takes penalties as well. Actually rewarded me on round one with a penalty. I think he's 5.5 million as well, and definitely worth a look at. Actually, I think he's 5 million. So those two will probably get on for me. Captain-wise here, for me, I've got Coutinho. That will be my round three captaincy. If Diego Costa fails and Christian Eriksen fails, it'll be going on to Coutinho. And the last game of round three is Switzerland and Costa Rica. Now, there is a Switzerland defender at 4.5... Sorry, is he 4.5? Is he 5 million? Rodriguez. I'll just have to double-check that with you guys. But he takes the penalties for Switzerland. And Switzerland have everything to play for against Costa Rica. So Rodriguez would be someone I'd be taking a look at, especially, you know, as a punt. He's cheap, takes the penalties for Switzerland, if I'm not mistaken. So that would be another guy to check out in the defence. And I fancy them to beat Costa Rica. So we're on then to Thursday, and this will be my last chance of a captaincy hit. And it's going to be on Lukaku. England and Belgium is going to be a cracking game. Both teams are going through to the round of 16. It's just a matter of who goes through on top at the moment. England will be full of confidence after beating Panama. And I know everyone was saying it's only Panama, calm down. But that result will certainly install a lot of confidence, especially in Harry Kane and the young guys, Lingard, Trippier, John Stones. They will all be up for this game. And Belgium, on paper, they definitely look like the more quality side. I wouldn't just be banking on a Belgian win here. This for me is a 50-50, I think. And the last chance saloon for captaincy would be Lukaku. Of course, if you're on Kane, it's going to be Kane. But I think there will be goals in this game. You've got two top scorers. You've got Harry Kane now, who's 6 goals, and you've got Lukaku, who's on 5. So we should expect goals in this game. So just be wary of your fantasy assets, unless they're attacking. Like, you've got Trippier there, who seems to be just flying up that flank, and he's getting balls in, and his delivery from corners is second to none. And you've got Thomas Meunier, who got an assist for Belgium in the last game. Either those two I'd say be okay. And look, you've got John Stones, who's just scoring for fun, but that was against Panama, and I don't think he'll be getting as many chances, and I don't think England will be wanting to play the players as high up the pitch this time either. They'll be a little bit more wary. So England, Belgium, that'll be definitely one to look out for. Tunisia and Panama, you could go for some assets there if you want, but it's a dead rubber game to me. I'm not even going to go into it. I'd be more interested in the Colombia game. They are fighting hard. Rodriguez is back on form. He's doing everything in his power to make sure the Colombians go through. And I think Colombia have the beating of Senegal here. Of course, you have Mane, who seems to be on fire for Senegal. I think he's returned on his last two matches for them. And of course, Colombia got off to a terrible first round, you know, with the red card and the bad result. But they have turned a corner now, and they will be going into round three inspired, and they've got the whole nation behind them. I fancy Colombia in that one. I've also gone for a cheap Colombian, Mujahic. He's 4.5 million. I fancy maybe a Colombia clean sheet here. They looked impressive in their game this evening, and I'm hoping maybe they can do it again. The other game on Thursday, and that is Japan versus Poland. Poland have been they've been terrible. They haven't looked like they're a team at all. You've got some great players in there. Of course, the main one being Lewandowski, who just hasn't found himself at all in this World Cup. And they're already out of the competition. I can't see anything happening there in the Poland front. Japan, on the other hand, have everything to play for. They are actually scoring a few goals and creating chances, and they're top of the group at the moment. So Japan are sitting on top with 4 points, Senegal are second with 4, and Colombia are third with 3. So that could be I think Japan could go out and win that game and top the group, and it will be Japan and Colombia going through. So if you're looking for any players against which would which could be a good punt as well, as Poland haven't done anything this World Cup. Honda has been putting in some assists, and of course Shinji Kagawa is the penalty taker in that team, and he's already scored one. So those would be the two fantasy assets I would take a look at in the in the Group H games. Cheap and cheerful, and you'll definitely get them in. And it's good to have a few of these cheap set-piece takers, because if you want to load up on the likes of Ronaldo's, Harry Kane's and Lukaku's, you're going to need to have some of these cheaper players on your teams. Players to watch here. Mike has sent me a few players to watch. So game week 3, he's looking at Roos, the German forward, 8.5 million. They play South Korea. He looked dangerous in the last game, and Germany will want to win this. So that's a great shout there by Mike. Another good one here from Mike is Shaqiri, who plays Costa Rica. Man of the match performance the last game. Also scored a goal, 8.5 million. These are like little gems here that could, you know, could easily get you some good fantasy points. And also to put into your wildcard teams if you're looking to free up some big funds. Diego Costa plays Morocco. Costs 9 million. Not much to say. Man is a machine in front of goal. 3 goals in the tournament so far. And I think he will add against Morocco as well. So me and Mike are both on Diego Costa there. And of course Mike also has Ronaldo. Plays Iran. Costs 12 million. Similar to Costa. On absolute fire this World Cup. He has 4 goals in the tournament. And he'll be looking to add more to that as well. So that's... Then Mike has another one in here. Messi, 12 million. Plays Nigeria. Mike says, surely this is the game where the little man steps up. His country needs him now more than ever. A huge risk, but one he's contemplating. Will you be contemplating bringing Messi in for 12 million? I think it's a good shout as well. I just don't have the balls or the money to do that move at the moment. So those were Mike's shouts there. Mike hasn't actually finalised his team yet, but hopefully we'll get a little preview of that whenever he comes on, when he gets back from his gallivanting tonight and posts his team up on Twitter. I can't really do much with mine. I knew what I was getting into when I used the wild card and the bench boost in the first 2 rounds. So it's kind of a Hail Mary for me. I just need to hope I get some sort of points just to get me into this new wild card, and I'll be quite happy. So that's it, guys, really. We've talked about, we've named some good cheap fantasy assets there that you could probably bring into your team, you know, if you're wanting to get some wild card, if you're playing your wild card and you want to bring in some cheapies, you could certainly look at a few of those guys we named. And I'll just wish you the best of luck now going into round 3. Sorry, I was just myself here tonight. I did my best. I didn't get much research done tonight. But those are the players that I would look at. I've got my team here now in front of me. I'll just go through it one last time. Diego Costa, Cavani, Lukaku, Golovin, Eriksen, Coutinho, Kolarov, Godin, Mojica, Munier, Halldorsen, Uzoho, Swedish defender, Grankvist, Cueva and Leon from Mexico. My captain is going to be Diego Costa for the first round. My captain for the second round, if that fails, is Christian Eriksen. And then it's going to be Lukaku, I think, if all else fails. Well, that's my options. So, guys, I hope you have a good round 3. I'm wishing you all the best of luck. Give us some feedback. Tell us what you would like to hear more of in the podcasts. And I'll have my man Mike back with me for going into the knockout stages. And I promise you we'll do a lot more detail for the round 16. Because we'll both be having fresh new teams. And we'll be looking to go right up in that overall rank. And try and get some big green arrows. Because right now I'm looking at 1,291. And I miss being in the top 100. So I'm going to be hoping to get right back up there in the round 16. Thanks very much, guys, for taking your time to listen to the podcast, and I'll speak to you all soon. Goodbye.